Hello, friends. This is the Daily Edify with Jeff Lane, a place to get spiritually grounded and into alignment with the flow of love each weekday morning. In each episode, we'll focus on a spiritual practice, a poem, a book, a sacred text, something that can empower us to be more fully alive to the gift that is the day before us. Thank you for listening. Today's episode is about holy indifference. This comes from Ignatius of Loyola, born in Spain in the late 15th century, lived until the mid 16th century, born into a noble family, as other folks in his station did in that day. He joins the military to advance socially and with his career, but unexpectedly, in a battle, he's severely wounded. And while he's recovering, he's forced to reflect on his life. Does he want to keep doing what he's doing? Does his life matter? Does it have purpose? And he discerns that he wants to make an abrupt change. And so he leaves the military, pursues an education, and adapts a very ascetic lifestyle, recognizing the sort of excess and materialism of his youth. And decides to pursue this education. He attracts a handful of students because he begins to write down what he calls the spiritual exercises. These, don't think physical calisthenics or going for a run or lifting weights, but these sort of spiritual exercises that will help him love God and love neighbor, be more into alignment with love. And so he begins jotting down these exercises, and they turn out to be published years later. I think it's in 1548, and you can still read it today. It's still in print, Spiritual Exercises. Look it up on Google or at your local library. And in these spiritual exercises, the book itself is basically a four-week retreat that anyone can do under the guidance of a spiritual director. And in the midst of the book, he's giving different ways of exercising one's spirit. And one of my favorite practices he teaches is called the practice of examine, where you're sort of reviewing your day through the lens of grace. And we'll talk about that in a different podcast. But what I want to focus on, just sort of dip our toes into today, is this. It's really a posture more than a practice, but this posture of holy indifference. So when Ignatius says we ought to adopt a kind of holy indifference, he's not saying we shouldn't care about our life. He's not saying we should be passive. He's not saying we should be aloof. Rather, he's inviting us to embody a kind of healthy detachment from outcome. The goal is to not be overly attached to, it could be anything, right? To money, to status, to reputation, to career, to any relationship, frankly, to our health, to any particular thing that ultimately is transient and is not grounded in the love of God, which is eternal and never going away. And that's the only thing that lasts forever. So for him, he's really trying to help us. How would I say it? He wants us to be engaged with all these pieces of our life, but to not be enmeshed. He wants us to be connected to all these pieces, but to not be consumed. Does that difference sort of make sense? Think about it in a relationship, right? It's most healthy if in a relationship, whether a romantic relationship, a friendship, even an acquaintance, coworker relationship, it's most healthy if both people are whole people, kind of intact on their own, doing their own work, and they're connected in kind of a healthy way. They're not overly leaning on each other to the point where, yeah, they become enmeshed. They overfunction, you know, for one another. And so it's asking ourselves, where do I end and where does another person begin? Sort of what is mine to do and what is theirs to do? You know, I want to do my work. They need to do their work. I can't sort of do the work for them. It reminds me of the Serenity Prayer, Reinhold Niebuhr, at least it's attributed to him, mid-20th century. You probably remember this, right? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Yeah, so this really is an embodiment of holy indifference, this capacity to have serenity enough to accept the things I cannot change, which, let's be honest, is a million and one things, right? About our own lives, about our loved ones, about our work, about our neighborhood, about our world. There are so many things we on our own cannot change. And yet there are so many things in our lives, mostly things that we can change and need to change in order to be a whole and integrated person of love. And then the wisdom to know the difference. So holy indifference invites us into a posture of naming what is ours to do and also acknowledging what is not ours to do. Both are critical, right? I find in situations in my own life, whether it's at my pastoral ministry or my wife and three children whom I love more than anyone else in the world, if I'm in a sort of healthy attachment to them and to tasks and to projects and to goals, you know, if I sort of have a little space between the goal itself, the relationship, the objective, if I have some space between it, I can live with a little breathing space. I can have some holy indifference and say, yeah, if this works out, awesome. This is what I'm going for. Here's how I'm going to get there. But you know what? It might not happen, and maybe we'll have to go plan B, or sometimes, you know, plan X, or plan Y, or plan Z. But having that holy indifference gives us a kind of lightness of being. You know, we're not overly attached to things happening in the way that we anticipate they will. And if they don't, then, you know, having all or nothing thinking, everything's a mess. So I wonder, friends, how might you apply this posture of holy indifference to your life today? Think about what's nagging at you, what's keeping you up at night. Think about which relationship in your life or which work situation or dilemma in your neighborhood, your neck of the woods, that you've just kept pushing and pushing and pushing on, and it's just not changing. Will perhaps this posture of holy indifference help you to name what is yours to do and what is not yours to do, and to embrace what is yours to do and to do it with joy, with energy, with love, with connection, with trust, that the outcome, whatever the outcome's going to be, you're going to do what's yours to do and surrender whatever's going to happen to God. Friends, may you know you are loved and never alone, and may this posture of holy indifference be yours today. If today's podcast has blessed you, provided a tinge of clarity or some nourishment for your spiritual journey, please share it with a friend so that we can create a more inclusive community. Or do you have any feedback for me, any show ideas, something that was particularly helpful or something that could have been better, please send me an email at thedailyedify@gmail.com. That's in the show notes as well. I'd love to hear from you. Also, please consider rating and reviewing The Daily Edify wherever you get your podcasts. Friends, you are loved and never alone.